Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You've heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. Whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. First message is we're in the month of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, month of June. This Sunday, which is Father's Day, is also the solemnity of Corpus Christi, which is the celebration of the body and blood of Christ. So in a certain sense, it's a good idea for us to make a Triduum, which means 3 days in preparation for one of the greatest solemnities in the Church, Corpus Christi. So after Pentecost, we've got the Blessed Trinity, we've got Corpus Christi, then we have the Sacred Heart of Jesus, three of the great solemnities, what is called Ordinary Time. We renew our belief in one God in three persons. We renew our love and devotion toward the Eucharist. And then we renew our love toward the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. That's where we're at liturgically right now in the church year. So we should prepare ourselves for the celebration of Corpus Christi right now. And we're doing it because we're celebrating Mass in which Christ truly becomes present. But up at a notch. So try to even place greater emphasis on your belief and love in the Eucharist right now. Okay, the first reading, there's a lot there. But I'd like to take one word from this and develop a mini homily in it. St. Paul says that we should be overflowing in thanksgiving. Overflowing in thanksgiving. New people who come to our parish, we give you many talks, many retreats, but we're forming you in an Ignatian spirituality in this oblate parish. This parish is very Ignatian and very Marian also. Now we all go through times of desolation. As Father Tim Gallagher said about 6 weeks ago in his weekend seminar, he said, we should not be ashamed that we go through desolation. That's part and parcel of being a human person. We all go through desolation, all of us. Even Jesus. What's the first sorrowful mystery of the Rosary? What? Okay. Was Jesus in desolation or consolation? Okay. He's our mother. What did he do? Prayed kind of lackadaisically. Prayed without any fervor. He fell asleep in his prayer. No, the apostles did, right? Peter, James, and John, hey, they fell asleep more than once. What a way to accompany our Lord, huh? But our Lord prayed even more fervently, thereby showing us a model on which we have to base our lives when we're in desolation. However, I think it's very efficacious, even though we're going against the grain, when we're in desolation, to stop and ask the Lord, why am I desolation? Because there's often a reason behind it. And then spend maybe a minute or two or 5 minutes just thanking God for all that He's given you. And that's a great way to get out of the desolation. It's difficult to be thanking God and to be in desolation at the same time. So try it. Try it. And I believe that will dissipate the mist. And the desolation can disappear quickly. Remember years ago I was in an airport in New Hampshire, traveling back from vacation with my parents to L.A. Now, I was in the airplane, it was about 6:30 in the morning. And there was a dense cloud over Manchester, over the airport. And I was saying interiorly, oh no. We're not going to take off. The plane is not going to be able to take off. It was a dense mist. You almost cut it with a knife. London mist. Charles Dickens novels. No, it was just a thick mist. Then the pilot over the loudspeaker said, don't worry, we're going to be leaving on time. That mist will disappear in no time. Soon as the sun came out, the mist disappeared in 1 second. Wow! So our desolation can be like a dense, foggy mist. God can take it away just like that. Hopefully that will give you consolation. But a means that we can use is to thank God. Let me give you a reason why you should thank God. Every day in St. Peter Chanel at 6 and 8 and 12 and 6:15, this happens. Do I have to say anything more? What more do I have to say? You know that every day in this church, one of the priests is going to be lifting up the host. But what more do you want? That's Corpus Christi. You got to believe. What more do you want? God comes down from heaven to earth to enter into your heart. But what more do you want? So that's the message, one message from the first reading. The psalmist says, To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. How can we offer a sacrifice of praise? By the Mass. By the Mass. Primary purpose of the Mass is to praise God the Father by the offering of God the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, through Him, with Him, in Him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. There you have it. There you have it in a nutshell, the very essence of what this Mass is all about. The Gospel, very, very challenging. We're reading from the Sermon on the Mount, which is radically different than the Old Testament. It's building upon the Old Testament. Radically different. The Old Testament, don't commit adultery. Jesus says, don't even commit adultery with your eyes and your heart. Wow! You read this and you kind of tremble. You're a married person, looking at another man or another woman, can't do it. I mean, you can look at the person, but you cannot have a desire for that person. Very challenging. You're looking at TV. There's a bad scene there. You look at it on purpose. You're breaking what Jesus tells you in the Gospel today. You're on the internet. You look at a bad image or a bad scene on purpose. You're breaking this commandment. This is a very, very challenging page. I think a lot of us, when you're listening, Father, can you get some scissors and kind of cut that out? Let's kind of jump over to the Gospel tomorrow, no? I can't do that. I can't do that. That's falsifying the truth. Living out the Gospel, my friends, is very difficult. Maybe you people are ready to be canonized. Maybe I'll make holy cards and get pictures of you to pass out. But I doubt it. Let the Gospel challenge you. Don't just gloss over it. Oh, you know, let's move on to the next page. Sit with that and meditate upon it. Let it challenge you. God wants that. But once we come to terms that living out the Gospel is difficult, and then we admit it, and then we start to talk to God about that in our prayer, we're really starting to ascend in our spiritual life. And we can live this out. We can live this out with God's help. Without God's help, forget it. So let's ask Mary. The month of the Sacred Heart is also the month of the Immaculate Heart. So next Friday we celebrate the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and the Saturday afterward we celebrate the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Let's beg the Immaculate Heart of Mary to give us consolation, to give us a heart of gratitude, to give us the desire to live out the Gospel as the saints did. Someone told me before Mass today, year 2002, which was 15 years ago today, Pope John Paul II canonized Padre Pio. So this is the anniversary of the canonization of Saint Padre Pio of Pietrelcina. So let's ask this great saint, he who really lived out the Gospel. This is a great saint. He died when I was 12 years old, so he's a modern saint. Let's pray that through the intercession of this great saint, that we'll accept the challenge to live out the Gospel to the full. Amen.